Welcome to RMS Episode 2, brought to you by BlackNerdProblems.com. Coming in May, I'm your co-host, the young flying Grayson himself, Taj Williams, and with me I have...
Scott Winters, a.k.a. Thirst King Cole. Diving into your DM. What's good with you?
I can't even top that.
No, there is no top.
I'm Omar Holman, a.k.a. I can't top that. You win this week. You won this one.
Started this episode off with a bang.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, what's good with y'all? How was y'all's weekend, man?
Man, everything's good, man. Y'all ready to get in this episode?
Yeah. Let's get this kicked off.
All right, so we're going to get it kicked off with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, sir.
You know, of course, that's coming this summer from Marvel Studios. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about it so far? What do you think about the casting?
I feel like the same way about everyone the first time I heard about, like, why do we need this movie? But then I saw, like, that trailer. I'm like, all right, we can do some damage with this. It's a dude from Parks and Recs, right? He's Star-Lord?
Yeah, my boy.
I don't know his name.
Andy Dwyer, Andy a.k.a. Dwyer. Burt Macklin in space. Right. He's out here.
We got Zoe Saldana, correct?
Yeah,
right.
Batista, I think the only weird fit.
That's the only one I recognized in like the very beginning. I had to watch the trailer twice. I was like, damn, Batista.
Bradley Cooper is the Rocket, right?
Rocket Raccoon.
Vin Diesel's Groot.
Yeah, like that. That's when I knew they were pretty serious about, you know, trying to make this decent. They got the God body
Vin Diesel
voice acting God Vin Diesel
to say one word.
But hey, you know, like. He getting paid off that. Yeah. You know, I think what really sold me was because when they announced it, I said, you know, Zoe Saldana got to play Gamora, and I'll be sold off it. But I said, you know, she's probably not going to want to do that. And it really happened. So I'm like, yo, I'm so on board for right now.
I think the Guardians of the Galaxy really took off because I don't know if this is true, but I think they only got exposure when they put Rocket Raccoon in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, that was kind of the laying the groundwork down, you know, to get some, you know, some new fans in and everything.
He's in the third one?
Yeah, the third game.
The most recent one. Yeah, he is. I mean, he's not a very popular character, and he's not a very used character in the game, but he's actually a pretty decent character, and I like the voice acting they had in the game, and I think we got Bradley Cooper. I hope he can... It'll carry over into the movie.
It's like, why do people like Bradley Cooper so much?
I don't know.
I seen the first Hangover, and he was, you know, cool in that. But it's like, I don't really give a fuck about him. But white people really love him.
Don't fake. You are the one who told me you hope Bradley Cooper played Nightwing.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
You hope Bradley Cooper is Nightwing?
Hey.
Wow.
I did say that once upon a time.
Oh, yeah. That's like Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. We saw how that worked out.
Gosh,
we're gonna bring that back up.
Sorry,
in episode 2.
Sorry.
All right, okay. So based on the trailer, who do you think this movie is marketed to?
I remember Will had said something on Twitter.
Said like about kids, right?
Yeah, he saw it like it's marketed like they're trying to sell toys.
This really does look like. This really does look like Marvel's Cars. it's just made to sell toys. It looks really childish. From that one trailer, but I mean, it looks like it might be a lot of fun too.
Like, how could you make that serious though? I mean, I feel like the only way to sell it is to make it childish. Because I mean, it's in space too, and I'll be honest, I don't like space. I don't even fuck with space like that. But then I mean, like Green Lantern made it cool for me, so it made me like say, okay, you know, I'll try it. So New Guardians, like.
Rest in peace, my money that went to them tickets.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like you got to make it like kind of like real imaginative or whatever if it's going to be in space. So I mean, childlike. So I feel like that it might work.
And I heard that Glenn Close was supposed to be in it, and she's supposed to be the leader of the Nova Corps.
Really? Oh, what?
Yeah.
So hold on. I'm sorry. I have to bring this up. Why is my man Dick Ryder not in this movie?
Dick Ryder.
Oh, that's Nova. That's his name. His name is Dick Ryder.
Richard Ryder, yo.
His name's Dick Ryder.
really? Did you plan that out, or are you really for years thought?
No. That's actually what I referred to Nova as, is Dick Ryder.
Well, which one would you want? You want Richard Ryder, or do you want the new one, Sam?
I like Sam. Sam's cool.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the new one, so I mean, I gotta rock with your boy Dick Ryder.
Omar, you gotta educate him real quick.
Let me hear something.
You got to educate about Sam.
Oh, I'll tell you about Sam. Basically, like, Richard Rider is a part of the Nova Corps, right? He's like they had the gold helmets. They're like really popular Nova Corps. He led them and all. I forget what happened to him, but let's just say he's murked off now. You find out now, Sam, who's a new kid, his father was in Nova Corps, but they had black helmets. So they did like black ops missions. So now Sam is the last one, and he's trying to find out what happened to all the other Novas. And the whole premise is he can see where all the beacons of the helmets, where they all died, and they like give off this light. So he's investigating each one to find out, like, you know, how this Nova died, you know, how it's all connected, basically. So that's a new Nova. It's dope.
Oh, okay. All right, sounds good. I mean, yeah. Something just came out recently, but with Sam, didn't it?
It's gonna be Original Sin, I think. You mean like a main event?
Yeah,
it's gonna be Original Sin. Him and the Watcher are really close, and someone kills the Watcher. So now it's like, who killed the Watcher? It becomes like a whole like murder mystery over the universe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these damn series every year. But you know, so they already said that the Guardians of the Galaxy was going to play a bigger picture, you know, with Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet and everything.
Makes sense.
But how do you think that's really going to play out? Like, if just early predictions.
Honestly, you mean the movie in general, or just
what kind of role do you think they'll play in the Avengers 3 when they go up against Thanos?
It's gonna be like a huge cross. I feel like it's gonna be like their version of like the summer like crossover, like, you know how they do in comic books. It'll just be like movie wise this time. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy and Avengers together in one film.
Because I mean, the Avengers 2 is already pretty stacked,
right?
And it's, you know, the Avengers, the Avengers 3 is probably going to be even more stacked than the Avengers 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't know, it's going to be really cool to see how they incorporate and how they kind of mesh everything together. I'm really interested in seeing that.
Is Age of Ultron is the second one, right?
Yeah, Age of Ultron is the second
one. So does that mean Thanos has to be the third one? Because it feels like they teased for Thanos. I would expect that to be second, but they're going Age of Ultron, like...
Yeah, they already said Thanos is supposed to be the third one. I don't know if they'll do any more Avengers movies after that. But it recently came out this week in Bloomberg Business Week that they have Marvel movies planned up to 2028.
Jesus.
So 14 years worth of movies. Like, I don't know. It's like, you know, they barely got, you know, Robert Downey Jr. to stay for, you know, Avengers 2 and 3 and everything. So it's going to be... You know, it's probably going to be fun to see, you know, where they go with everything.
Okay.
All right, so this brings up the question of the entire Guardians of the Galaxy. Do we really care about this movie?
I would say no.
Yep.
Just going to say no. It's like, maybe, it's not really needed.
No.
You know, it's not really needed, in my opinion. It's like, you know, just bring Thanos on.
Exactly.
You know, let's bring Thanos on. I don't really care about, you know, seeing them fight.
So the consensus for Guardians of the Galaxy is no.
It's the movie we deserve, but not the one we need. So we'll take it.
Or the one we want.
Because we can.
Okay, so moving on. You know, we're going to talk about the Superman versus Batman.
Oh, God.
The DC side of this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. So you guys seen Man of Steel, I said.
Just saw it 2 weeks ago. You just saw it.
You're lying.
And this is why. And that movie... was so goddamn boring.
It was garbage central, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't pay for tickets for that.
It's like when your best character dies in the first like couple minutes of the movie and then comes back via Obi-Wan.
Yes, Obi-Wan style. Just not easy here, but he's not
Russell
here.
Crowe really killed the game, and it's just like, you know, he's not coming back for the sequel. He's not going to find his way to come back and help his son. So it's like, you know... Why is this going down?
You know what's kind of a dick move, though? Why didn't he, like, bring them, like, do that same thing for the moms, too? Like, you know, it was just him. Like, you know, you want to talk to his mom at all? Yeah,
that's kind of... She's like, no, you going to baby that boy.
But,
you want to talk to my son? No, you going to baby that boy. Let him be a man.
Let him do these push-ups.
Man of Steel, like, there was nothing exciting about it. And, like, we're going to get into this more about it later. It's just... Superman is a very boring character.
Yeah, you only heard him, like, emotionally. That's how he's always written, usually. It's very rare we see him, like, unleashed.
Mm. Even with Superman Unleashed, we don't really see
him unleashed. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell?
Right, it's just like, it's just... I don't know. It's like, you know, he doesn't really have... He has a lot of villains to fight, but it's like, you know, they're pretty much, you know, kind of copy and paste. together and stuff. Like, you know, he's going to fight Brainiac. He's going to fight Lex Luthor.
You know who I want to see him fight? Mm-hmm. Yo, put Lobo in there. Let me see that fight.
That would be pretty cool. I think that's another thing about Superman movies, because his villains aren't very memorable. They're all generic and boring.
Mr. Mixed-Up-Click-Six-Six, whatever his name is.
And it was just just Zod. You know, I think, you know, the actor who played Zod, I think he did a good job. Yeah. It was just ultimately just a crappy movie.
Yeah, it was just boring. I mean, I wouldn't say the movie was bad. It was just boring.
You know what I didn't like? Like how Lois Lane, like, figured out, like, tracked him down to who he was.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I was like, hold on. So that just kind of, that messed, I mean, but granted, Christopher Nolan did his thing with Batman where he told in his own way and it was, like, a roundabout way. It was like, oh, well, I mean, it's told this way in his version, but in the comic books, it's told as a different way. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I understand why they did it, and I was like, after a while, I embraced it. I was like, okay, I'll accept it for what it is, but I still didn't care for it.
So, going back to the sequel, do we still think Zack Snyder's demand for the job to direct a sequel?
No, I mean,
to direct something as big as a Batman-Superman fight?
He helped out on 300, didn't he?
I think he did help out on 300.
Oh, then no.
Man, this is good. Man.
But he also helped, but he also did Sucker Punch.
Oh, yo, that should have been a swear, good movie. Swear to God, we've attempted to watch Sucker Punch four times and have not made it into the first four minutes
of the movie. And this has been for like at least 4 years.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. Like, we're going to really try and watch this movie. And then like we'll something else like will come minutes. Up like immediately.
Like, yeah, you know.
That ain't happening.
Like a commercial will come on.
Or Gust of Wind will blow a paper bag and we'll be like, you know what, this is more interesting than watching this movie.
I feel like I knew all I needed to know when they were like, okay, we casted Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm like, that's all I need to know about the movie to not see it. I'll wait till it's on TBS now. That's cool.
But, can we say the same thing was said when...
Heath Ledger as Joker?
Exactly.
But Heath Ledger's a good actor.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, Heath Ledger's a good actor. Like,
I mean, did you really care about Heath Ledger before he played the Joker? Honestly,
10 Things I Hate About You was a great movie, Henderson.
God damn!
But took did back. You care?
I no. You're gonna put me on the spot. Yeah, I guess I didn't care.
All right then. Right. That's what I was getting. Okay. I mean, he's a decent actor. I mean,
Ben Affleck. You know, Daredevil.
I like Daredevil. That's, it was a B movie. I'm just putting that in there.
Oh my gosh.
Put it in there. I'm sorry.
I'm disgusted. Anyway, we're just moving on to
this. You let Nas
down. All right, so the whole Justice League movie, I mean, I'm not excited about it. There's nothing for me to be excited about. I'm not
feeling
it.
And it's like, you know, with Wonder Woman and Batman already in Superman versus Batman.
Yeah.
You know.
Do we really need one?
Do we really need anything else? Like, you know, I don't really.
I feel like
I don't really care about seeing anyone just else.
DC just trying to keep time with Marvel. Because Marvel is really kicking DC's ass in terms of movies.
They're too late to get on now. It's like it's too late in the game. You're just starting your lineup now. Whereas Captain America came out like, what, 2 years ago? Three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah.
Iron Man was how many years ago?
Ooh, several.
Ooh, yeah.
Like we did groundwork. We were putting in groundwork way back when. You just starting now in 2014. Right, kill yourself.
And it's like you're really starting out and just with Man of Steel.
Yeah, kill yourself. Like, come on, man. For real.
Even like the movies leading up into Green Lantern sucked.
Yeah, yeah, they really need to reboot their reboot.
Yeah,
it's just horrible.
But I mean, like even still, like I wouldn't go see it anyway because I'm not a fan of Superman. He's a boring character.
Right, but it's like, you know, it all depends on, you know, what they do with the Justice League. Like if they get new directors, new writers, because they're using the same director and writers from Man of Steel to do the sequel.
Right.
I think if they just get all new stuff, you know, make everything interesting, do like some terrific casting, I think they can at least salvage it and, you know, try to make a little killing at the box office.
All right, okay. Saying like leading in with that, so what do you think in the DC universe that what storyline would you rather have seen on the big screen?
I can't be biased either, huh?
No, be biased. What would you want to see on the big screen?
I mean, I love Ted Kord. That's my dude. But I'd like to go with the Black Green Lantern, man. But then,
yeah, okay, I'd be down with John. Yeah.
So who would you like to see play him?
Give me Idris. Maybe Anthony Mackie, because he did a good job. We'll get into that later. He did a real good job on screen with Captain America 2, but give me Anthony Mackie, the dude that, you guys ever see Red Belt? Monday. I can't remember. The dude that was in 12 Years a Slave.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
As Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What about you, Tosh?
I mean, there's two. It's like, I would like to see a Batman Beyond movie.
Oh,
I would really, like, not so much, you know, I don't really care who they cast it, you know. I mean, I would hope the casting will be good, uh-huh. but I think it will be just something, like, when I heard On Sight off the Yeezus album, I said, yo, we gotta get Daft Punk to score the Batman Beyond movie. It would just be great. It's like, you remember the Tron sequel? Remember how horrible it was?
Yeah.
But you remember how good the score was, though?
Yeah.
Because Daft Punk did the score.
All right.
And it was just so futuristic. I think that would be cool. Or if they did, you know, if Batman doesn't have to be white, you know, why can't Batman be black?
You're talking dangerous now. You're talking dangerous, boy.
So, hold on. They actually, on the New 52, had one, Black Batman.
I mean, not Batwing. Batwing. I'm talking about, like, Bruce Wayne black.
Okay.
You know, so, Idris Elba.
I would say Idris Elba. That would be a perfect black Bruce Wayne. That would
be
great for him.
And then, you know, maybe have Samuel Jackson be Alfred. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be like, you know, the typical Alfred, but I mean, it would be kind of cool to see.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Maybe the black dude from The Hunger Games, maybe he can be Red Hood.
Black dude from the... Oh, the tall guy?
The tall guy. He'll be good, and they'll have Michael B. Jordan is probably Tim Drake.
Yeah.
So an all-black Batman family.
That will never happen.
Right, man, but that's Barack Obama promised me change. I ain't getting it yet.
You can dream. So I can dream.
In terms of storylines that I would want to see on the big screen, the Black Mirror, Scott Snyder's The Black Mirror when he did the detective series is one of my favorite of all time because fucking
Dick Grayson, the God.
Yes, Dick Grayson was Batman, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was Batman.
And just seeing Commissioner Gordon's son just like tear shit up the way he did, like it was just great. Everything about that whole series was just
some
beautiful.
Little 12-year-old is going, spoiler right now. Covering their ears and yelling.
The Black Mirror's been out for like 5 years at least now.
If we're talking about story, I hate to stay with Green Lantern, but like if we're talking about storylines, Sinestro Corps War is still my shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with
Sinestro,
that?
Sinestro, he definitely holds it down.
But like, how I feel like that would not translate well on. It would have to be like Star Wars level. You know what I mean? Like serious graphics.
Yeah, and it's like right now DC does not have it.
Yeah, they do not.
I remember they did. They said they were doing reshoots.
Of what?
They were doing reshoots for Green Lantern.
Like 2 weeks before it came out. Like, yo, come on, dude.
They was trying to get the graphics to be A1, and it still sucked.
That movie, everything about that movie.
It just looked like it was done in Microsoft Paint, man. Like, what the hell?
Remember the bacon suit? The bacon. I was like, what? I was like, what's going on here? It's like y'all had one job. y'all seriously had one job. And it's like we kind of chased Rod Reynolds out of Hollywood after that.
I just switched my boys, yo. I went from Ryan Reynolds to Chris Evans, man. I was like, nah, you need to be replaced. You're benched. You're forever benched now, man. Till that Deadpool movie comes out, you're benched.
That's been TBA for years. I don't even want Ryan Reynolds to play Deadpool anymore.
The thing is, in the comic book, he says, I look like Ryan Reynolds, and that's in 2003 he said that, and that's what turned Ryan Reynolds onto it, and so that's where it all connected from.
All right. Well, moving on into the video game portion of the show, we have, I guess, three different personalities when it comes to video games.
Yes, sir.
So, Omar, we're going to start off with you. You're the older, man of the group.
I hate
so
you.
So tell me about what kind of video games you like. Just give me a summary of game that you're into.
No problem. Well, back in my day, before we had all this, you know, playing over the or interwebs and whatnot, you know, had to go where you had to be with your boy face to face doing two player
action. I miss those
days,
by the way. I do miss those days.
You know what I'm saying? So I was into a lot of like cooperative games. I was big into wrestling, man. Okay. I wasn't really a fan of the SmackDown series, but my favorite was like the, you know, when WCW Revenge came out. You guys are alive then, right?
Damn.
Were you still on Solid Foods or were you Liquid Foods?
That's real cute.
You were something like, right? You know, WCW Revenge came out, and then what was it? WCW World Tour, I think that was first. But then fucking WWF changed the game when they put out WrestleMania 2000.
I remember that.
And then they said, yo, know what we're going to do? WrestleMania, yo, WWF, No Mercy. That's the god of all wrestling. Yeah, that is my shit. If I was playing Jesus in that game, he'd have to use a cheat code to beat me. That's my shit. No lie. No lie.
Oh, man.
That's serious. What about you, Taj? Tell me some games that you're into.
I mean, the first game, you know, I ever really picked up and, you know, was probably Sonic.
Mm. Okay.
So, you know, I have a large love for Sonic, you know, even with the sucky games of present day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'll still, you know, pick. I played the Sonic Werewolf.
What?
Sonic
the
Werewolf. Are you serious? I don't know. It was just like, that's how deep my love goes for.
Was that like, oh, was that your drunk night on Amazon?
It was probably my drunk night. No, I got drunk and bought Sonic Racers.
Oh, no.
that's a true story. And I actually, I actually played it for a minute. And it was crappy.
You tried to like
I tried to force myself to like it.
So what about some of the games you play currently? Some of the games you're playing right now? Like, what is, if... What's in your PS3 right now?
Right now, you know, I'm still, you know, playing Far Cry a little bit, Far Cry 3, mm-hmm. you know, just because I think it's probably one of the best games for the last gen consoles.
Okay.
You know, I play Grand Theft Auto 5, I play The Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead Season 2 from Telltale Games.
All right.
You know.
I'm down with all of those. With me, video games, I'm a little bit everywhere. A couple years ago, I was put on to Call of Duty, and I actually became one of those kids. I became a Call of Duty fanboy, where that's all I would play. That's all I wanted to play. And I was the fucking Tomahawk King, the self-proclaimed Tomahawk King, across the map, stick you in your leg, and you still die. My favorite game of all time, I'd say, it would be Final Fantasy X, though.
This guy.
I like RPGs. Action games are cool. Anything with a bow and arrow.
Yes.
I like to rock that. So Far Cry, Tomb Raider, any of those.
So let me ask you this. What is your memorable moments in gaming?
Omar, you want me to... we're going to start with you.
All right. Yeah, y'all, man, listen. So this No Mercy, right? This dude was talking crap in our school. So we had we put a bet on it. Like, you beat, me and my boy Phil, like, yo, if you beat him, I'll give you $10. Like, all right. Phil played him first. He beat him like 10 minutes. I beat this dude in 4 minutes and 30 seconds flat. Got the special. Got the special in like 2 minutes. He's like, how's that? How do you even unearth it? The best part was he dropped the controls and I won't play no more. He just had to turn away. It was
so you
then I kept his creative character and said, get the fuck out of my house with that weak shit. That's how we did back then, yo.
Oh yeah, because you actually had control, whereas you can't rage quit. I mean, rage quitting in person is so much more entertaining.
It's so much better, yo. Like, your whole soul is defeated right now. Like, you just watched the Tyler Perry movie. You're done.
I gotta go home now.
Exactly. That's a long walk home. That's the original walk of shame, yo. You know what I mean?
Yo. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What about you, Taj? Give me one of your most memorable moments.
Oh, man. I'd probably say, you know, I'm going to take y'all way back. Let's was 8 years old, and it was the first time I beat the Elite Four Pokemon.
Oh, and I remember
I had a Nidorino, and it was my last
Pokemon. Not even Nidoking.
It was my last Pokemon of the deck, and I'm getting crushed by a Dragonite. And it was my last Pokemon, and I actually took him out, and I just cried. It was just like, I still remember where I was. I was like in my mom's room. I was sitting on her treadmill, not using the shit, and I just fucking cried. It was just like, you know, like for 8 years, that's what my life was leading up to, and now that I, you know. Now that I succeeded at the one thing, my life's mission, I didn't know what the fuck to do with myself anymore.
Son, that's crazy.
It was just so crazy, man. It's so real.
You said the Elite Four. All right, for me, it would be, I'm going to take you back to the Dreamcast. Remember NFL 2K? Uh-huh. That's when 2K was still alive for the NFL side of things. It was me and my dad. Playing.
Was that the inside the helmet running back?
I mean, they had that mechanic, I think.
But I think y'all had to turn it off or something.
Yeah, you could. Not my first time. I had always, like, me and my dad played NFL Game Day on the PlayStation, the original PlayStation. I always get my ass kicked. And so I was like, all right, it's time. Mm-hmm. We're going to play this Dreamcast. Hooked it up. Both ended up using the Cowboys. So it was Cowboys versus Cowboys. And That game ran about 20, 25 minutes, and final score was 74-70. First time I beat my dad in any video game, and I was so hyped. Like,
that's hilarious.
Some made me sleep outside because I got too hyped. Yeah, I was too hyped.
God damn.
He was like, yeah, you got to go outside.
You got to
walk back home.
You can't be here no more.
You a man. All right, but I'm going to bring y'all to, like, the more of a modern day thing. I guess I have a video game memorable moment with, I want to say Injustice, but The Last of Us.
Uh-huh.
Todd, you played The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the scene where you play as Ellie and you run from the guy that trying to actually kill Ellie? You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's saying, like,
it was a really terrifying moment.
It was like really scary. And there's actually and if you play in the hardest mode in the game, they don't have the listen feature where you can actually kind of see where people are coming from. So it's just, you actually just have to run. And when he catches up to you, it's like the most horrifying part of it is, like, he just kind of grabs you. You don't know whether he's going to kill you or rape you. It just kind of ends, and it makes you start over until you can get past that scene. But I don't know why that moment sticks out to me, but it does.
I'd probably say in modern, the opening credits of Arkham City.
Okay.
You know, when Hugo Strange is, you know, talking all that shit, talking about, yeah, I know you are Bruce Wayne, and then they throw you into Arkham City, and, you know, the Penguin, he punches you out, and you counter it and shit. And then, like, you know, like, the first few seconds, you actually get to play as Bruce Wayne and doing all of Batman's moves. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I do remember that. I appreciate that.
He called Alfred and had his suit launched to the top of the Ace Chemicals building, and that's where he got dressed at. It was just a great opening sequence, man. I'm really excited for Arkham Knight.
Batman. So, Omar, you're the one who's not really big on video games these days. Anymore, so, do you have a recent most memorable moment?
I feel like it'll be still a couple bit back. Uncharted. What was the one with the Shangri-La? That was Uncharted 2?
Yeah, Uncharted 2.
With the trees and crap. Like, I was playing against that last boss battle, man. I was at my girl's place, and I was like, she was at work, so I was like just trying to beat it all day, right? And her family came back, so, like, her cousin came in, then her younger cousin came in, then her aunt came in, then she came back, and they're all just watching me on the screen trying to beat this last mission, man. It was, like, all the cliff edges and the jumps. You had to, like, throw these, like, you know, parts of the tree to make it explode so you could stop the guys and, like, unload the cliff on them. Yeah. It was so beautiful. When I finally beat it, yo, I just screamed. I forgot where I was, yo, but they're like, yo, you earned that. You earned that shit. Yeah, man, Drake, yo. Can't make that jump, cuz. Come on.
All right, so portion of the show where we talk a little bit about ourselves and something random, but still with the whole hashtag RNS theme.
Yep.
Yeah. I know a conversation that we had last you know, episode, we kind of stopped at recording and everything. We were talking about Tumblr.
Yes.
We were just talking about, you know, our experience and everything. So how long have you been a Tumblr user, Omar?
That's a good question. I think my ex now, she took me on to it. I think it was about 2012, 2011, around then. She's like, yo, you should really check this site out. I'm like, I don't know about this site. Yo, I thank her forever for putting me on here, for real. This changed the game. Like,
so would you take her back?
Oh yeah, if it came down to, like, yo, you shit, man. This changed my life, son. This.
You gotta thank her next time.
Yeah, every time I see her, I'm like, yo, you got body for that, yo. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kiyomi, yo. Put me on, yo.
Yeah, actually, Tumblr's the reason why we're kind of late recording today, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yo, why you gotta bring up old stuff, man?
Oh, all right.
I was waiting for y'all. I was on Tumblr, got lost of time as one does on Tumblr. Forgot to eat. Got one to record. Had some chips, cheese, and a pound cake. All right, now my business out there. How about you, Henderson? How long you been on?
Oh man, Taj was actually the one who turned me on. Right. Tumblr. I had known nothing about it. I want to say I started about 2011.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was sometime after I graduated high school, and I've been a part of it. I've been on and off ever since. Like, I'll, like, go without it for a couple months, and then I'll randomly log on. I'm like, what? Where the fuck have I been? Why did I stop getting on?
Exactly.
And it just feels like home when you go on there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I have, you know, seniority over both of you. I've been, this is my, going to my fourth year using Tumblr. Yeah, I know, you know, I've watch it, take it together, watch it, put it apart.
Silent. All right.
Yeah.
Nice reference. Nice reference. Thank you. I applaud you.
I mean, it's been a ride. You know, I don't really get on it as much now, but you know, I have a lot, you know, of great experience from this website.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So, why don't you explain, since you are the senior of Tumblr? Why don't you explain it? What exactly is Tumblr?
Good luck with that.
Right, it's like there's not really that many words to describe. Tumblr is just what you make of it. You know, it's you know, you can be a faceless blogger, you can be a social blogger. My favorite is actually the black side of Tumblr, where shit gets real.
Yeah.
Shout out to Titty 2 Chainz. Shout out to King Joffy Jaffer. Yeah, because it's like it gets real over there, man. It gets really real. Like I know, No Chill November last year. Mm-hmm. That's what they were calling it. Someone was getting roasted every night. And it was just like, you know, I kind of just lay in the cut. Because, you know, they're not going to drag me. And I just lay in the cut and I just have my arms folded and just laugh. But, I mean, you know, like it's just really what you make of it. You know, if you, you know, have a show that you're into, you're bound to find someone, you know, on a site that loves it just as much as you, maybe even more. You know, GIFs.
Oh, my God. GIFs. You guys call them GIFs?
See, look, that's actually been, like, a debate that we've had. We're like, GIFs. How do you pronounce it? Is it GIFs or GIFs?
I think he meant for it to be called GIFs, but everyone just calls them GIFs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always called them
GIFs. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Yeah, GIFs just kind of just, like, it's smooth. It's smooth. It reminds you of, like, peanut butter.
Oh, God. Sticks hate peanut butter.
So what about, do you have any good experiences on Tumblr? Sir Omar?
No, I just find it cool people. I feel like I met you guys through Twitter, right? And then I saw your Tumblr.
I don't know if you met Taj, dude.
Yeah,
I met me through Twitter.
Yeah, he met me through Twitter, and then he met you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw your Tumblr. I was like, oh, these guys are nerds, too, and they're black. That works. a lot of the people that are on the board for Black Nerd Problems, I met like through Tumblr, like Carrie. I saw Will Evans' Tumblr. I mean, I knew him beforehand, but... everyone else, it's funny because like it's just like, you know, seeing insight to other people. It's like, oh, you like this show too? Oh, you ship these characters together too? My favorite though is just when they get on like the white privilege shit and you see like the gifts and shit of like coming up with that.
Oh my gosh!
Yep.
Oh, I love that. Like someone sip like that gif of Beyonce sipping tea and just staring at you like, ah, yes.
Man, this is completely related. White wine Tumblr.
Oh.
It has to be like a top five Tumblr all the time.
No, yo, you know.
Like, yo, like, I just go on there and I'll just stay on there for hours and just laugh.
See, y'all know all the good sides of Tumblr. Maybe because I may have been on longer
you're still
than Omar.
You're still an infinite.
I am. I'm like a rookie when it comes to Tumblr.
The best one was, what's dude's name that was going against Obama? Romney. Mick Romney. There's a Tumblr of white people sad that Mick Romney lost. It is the best. It brings me
joy. I do remember someone sending me
that. Omar sent it to me like bright and early.
Oh, my God. It was so good. The devastation on their face. Like they just ran out of a whole year supply of kale in Maine or something, man. It was
right, and it's like you won't be able to experience like that same feeling now unless you watch like the March Madness and see everyone in the stands when their team gets eliminated.
Exactly.
And that's like the closest feeling you're going to get.
Oh, I need that. I need some of that in my life. I'm going to have to check that out. So let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys have used Tumblr for thirst related
activities? I tell it by name, man. I can't do awesome.
No, no lie. Like the Thirst King Cole, that's where that derived from. That's where it derived from Tumblr. Like,
I think this is how I introduced Tumblr to Henderson. I said, yo, they are women on here.
Yo,
he said, say word.
and that's how I got on. Like, that's, like I said, that's where Thirst King Cole came from.
That's where it originated from.
And speaking of, there's a certain someone on Twitter who ain't trying to let me slip into the DMs.
Ooh.
All I'm trying to do is just slip in on some Splinter Cell, Tom Clancy shit.
Ben Fisher?
Hola, yes. Boo.
You know who you be.
Hit you with that thirst bottle, son.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I think when, you know, it comes to thirst, and there's always a way that you have to do things.
Right.
I think one, like, for one, like, don't come on Anon and try to...
Hold on.
It's like, first of all, take your hate on us. It's 2014. Let's grow up and mature a little bit. You know, just, and, you know, have your tag me's ready. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people are going to want to see your face. They're going to want to know, who is this strange person hitting me up in my message?
So there's levels to this, is what you're saying?
That's exactly what he's saying.
I actually had to make a tag me, because they're like, oh, who are you? You know, you don't got no pictures up. And I was just like, oh. Now, dude, like, this is my resume.
The game has changed so much, my God.
It has changed so much. And it's like, you know, you really got to get with these times. And it's like, don't, please do not come full on Thursday.
What's like,
because women are publishing their ass. They're publishing their messages now. And it's like, it always pains me when I see, like, a dude saying he wants to eat the butt on the first message. Like, I'm Carlos. I'm trying to eat the butt. What's good? And it's like, yo,
you know these can be published, right? You're gonna be, like, they can actually publish
it always makes me laugh when I see them published. What? And then, like, another girl will comment, and he's like, he sent me the same message. And it'll be like a list for him, like, yeah, me too, he has to be stopped.
I got a question.
And then that's when they chase you out these Tumblr streets.
I got a question. What thirst is worse, on Tumblr or Instagram?
The Instagram thirst has been, now with, you can DM on Instagram, the Instagram thirst is so serious.
Yeah, my dude, my boy, Ian was like, yo, man, I was just like, over my Instagram, he's like, dude, cats on Instagram be savages, son.
I've never seen anyone get dragged through the Instagram streets.
Jesus, man.
Get dragged through the Tumblr streets.
Well, I mean, you knew the Instagram. You the infant when it comes to Instagram.
Yeah, I'm the infant. I'm new.
So, I mean, I've seen some things.
I don't even want, man, listen, like, yo, you know, like, dog, because sometimes I just want to like the comment. Like, you're brave for that, dude. You're really brave, huh?
Yeah, they get away with saying some real.
Like, and it's like, it's not even, you know, just a. The guys, it's like the girls too. I've seen this one girl like comment on somebody's picture, and it was just like a regular picture, and it was like, wow, you know, thanks for the other night. I really needed that. You really, you know, slung that shield real proper.
Steve Rogers.
And I'm like, yo, you know, you gotta chill, Ma. You gotta chill.
Patriarchy, son.
I say, you keep talking like that, you're never gonna fill a wedding dress in your skin.
Table it down.
Never.
And there's also these girls who are out here with the thirst traps. Look at my new necklace. No shirt on.
Hey, and it's like, you know, you just gotta applaud them, man. Like, I'm not even gonna hate on that.
Nah, they gotta chill. Because, like, especially when the dudes actually start commenting on the parts they're showing, they get upset about it.
Right.
What you mad for?
Right, man. There's always be the one that's not their man that be mad. It's like, yeah. Ma, I know I don't got no kind of ties to you, but you know what? I'm real angry right now, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be showing all that skin. You're supposed to be showing that skin for me. And it's like, you know, fall back. It's like, you got to reevaluate your life, Slade Wilson.
Oh, with the eye patch, though. Yeah, man. We went from, what did it go from, aim, age, sex, and location to let me slide into DMs. That's the evolution of thirst.
That's me.
That's the evolution.
My goodness. Like, you know, it's always, you know, a nice thing. You know, you get messages and you send messages out and stuff like that. But it's just always be cautious. Always be careful, you know.
I like.
You don't want to be. Want to be dragged through these Tumblr streets.
You don't want to be these cyber streets. Yeah, it's crazy, them cyber streets.
Yeah, man.
So where can they reach you guys on? Where can they find you? What's your Tumblr name? Where can the listeners find you on Tumblr?
You can find me at randomnessasusual.com.
I thought for the longest your Tumblr was random sensual. I don't know why.
Oh my god.
That's weird.
Is this
so more wild and young?
I'm sorry. I'm like, that's a weird. Oh, it's as usual. My bad. I'm Omar Holman. Same as my name.
Yo, my Tumblr name sucks, so I'm not going.
What is it? What is it?
Come on.
No.
What is it, yo?
I'm 20.
Yeah, I haven't changed my Tumblr bio since, like, I created one, but my name is on Tumblr is Johnny Good Twinkle. Yeah. And there was a reason, but we're going to just move on.
Oh, my God.
But,
I'm so ashamed of you.
Yeah.
As you should be. I'm ashamed of myself. So, for those who are still listening, we are about to get into a review, a movie review for Captain America.
Full disclaimer.
Yes, sir. Letting you know. So if you do not, if you have not yet seen the movie, now is the time to hit that stop button. And
because I'm fitting to spoil it, we fitting to go in.
It's a spoiler heavy movie review. Everything. So now is the time to.
If you ain't watching, shame on you and your kids.
You hate America.
Right.
All right.
Paying rent when you should have been watching.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Let's hear it.
I feel like this is the best one Marvel put out. It beats, like, this is it. This is the top tier we've been waiting for. This is, and how rare is it that a sequel is better than the first one, even?
And it was like, you know, besides Iron Man, you know, the first Captain America was my favorite in the Phase 1.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Captain America 2, it came back, and I think it really, it even eclipsed the first Iron Man.
Exactly. Just
because it was actually good the whole way through.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, when Iron Man came back to America, it kind of fell off from there.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I'm not going to say I disliked The Winter Soldier, but I was bored.
How are you bored?
Most of the movie, I was bored. All right, I'm going to get into it, like, because like, how Superman... Captain America is the Superman in the Marvel version, Marvel Universe. He's boring. He's not an exciting character.
I really think they did a good job of making him actually relatable.
Yeah.
Like, within the
movie. No, definitely. Like, I mean, I agree with that. It's just like, in terms of movies to get excited for, I was not excited for this movie. I was like, I mean, it's coming out. I'll watch it. But I actually had to look this up, because what I thought with the first Captain America, many people liked it, and I was the only one. I was like, no, this movie sucked. It was pretty fucking terrible. And I actually looked it up.
He punched Hitler, though. It may have been a fake Hitler, but he punched Hitler.
Over 200 times. Over 200 times.
At least 200 times, man.
But Captain America had the lowest ranking score out of the movies that led into the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So Thor, Iron Man, all the original three, Captain America had the lowest score.
And I mean, I can see that, but I mean, it still doesn't stop it from being, you know, my personal favorite. Just because I thought it was done really well. But I mean, this one, it really, you know, stepped everything up, from the action, from the story, from the directing.
Right.
You know, everyone was really on top of the game for this one.
They took a lot from the Winter Soldier as well. I feel like they took some from Civil War a bit as well, because, like, that elevator scene.
Yeah, I seen it too.
Yeah, that's what was straight out of Civil War. And I love that, you know, anybody want to get out before we get started? No? All right, y'all getting this work then, everybody.
And there were so many Easter eggs.
Yes.
It was just really a delight. Like, Crossbones,
mm-hmm.
Sharon Carter made a a cameo as Agent 13, if you didn't, you know, realize that by now.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Strange got a name drop.
Yep.
It was just probably the most fun I had at the movie since the event.
Who the hell is Bucky line, like, straight out of the book, man. It was great.
Oh my goodness.
I love the fighting was improved a lot. And they had Bartok the Leaper in there. What?
Mm. Yo, and he actually rent really hard too. Like, they dished the stupid costume he used to wear in the comics. And he was just like, oh yeah, you know, he's fighting man to man.
Yeah. And then what's the UFC fighter that put Jean-Claude Pierre? Saint Pierre?
That sounds right. Yeah, it does.
Saint Pierre,
right.
Yeah. They had him, an actual UFC fighter, to do his moves and whatnot. Like, that's beautiful, man.
Let's talk about the Sam Wilson.
Yes,
Savior.
Oh my gosh, he was. I really did not think I was going to like Falcon as much as I did.
Yeah,
right.
And you know, the thing that really kind of, you know, made me a little crazy is, like, maybe 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Will Smith. They would have casted Will Smith.
Yes, you're right.
And it would have been better. But I mean, I think now, you know, with Will Smith kind of being washed.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, what's the guy's name?
Anthony Mackie.
I think he really did a terrific job.
Yes.
You know, just bringing some life into a character and making it his own. You know, he's really stepping into his own as an actor.
A good thing about this was, like, Scarlett Johansson shined as Black Widow. He signed as the Falcon even before he even had the Falcon suit on. And this is where it separates from Superman. Superman can, like, do everything himself because he's so powerful, right? But
right.
Captain America, he's very powerful, but, you know, you can still need a team, right? And Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow had his back, Falcon had his back, and each one shined on their own, not on some, like, sidekick shit either. Each one had their own shine, only, like, you know, development stepping up. And the best, I love, the ending was, it was simple, but I loved it with Captain America saying, you know, he's like, yo, you're going after him, aren't you? He's like, yeah, you don't have to come with me. I know. When do we get started?
When do we start?
Come on.
Yeah, man. Come on. It's just because it's like, you know, they're really a more adult, mature version of Batman and Robin.
Yeah, they're friends.
I feel like, you know, they're actually friends, you know, with all what's going on.
Yeah.
I hope that, you know, we see a Falcon cameo and the Avengers 2. That would really make my life. I don't care about War Machine or Iron Patriot or whatever he's called now. But you know, we got to bring Falcon and Doozy's back. He was killing the game.
I was talking about that with Will. Will's like, yo, they really like compared to like what they did with the Falcon in this movie. They played Rhodes with the with what they did in this one because like he's just like. Only like really making cameos in like two and like I guess three. He was kind of like a cameo. Two, he was a bit in it a bit, but he didn't have like the same like depth that Falcon had.
And it's like not really to play that card.
Yep.
But you know we don't really have a lot of people of color actually doing things in these Marvel movies. Yep. Of course you have Sam Jackson, and you know, but he doesn't really do a whole lot of acting scenes. Mm-hmm. But you know we really had the Falcon in there. You know,
deep
doing the Lord's work. Deep. It just with the Uzis, he was
Gosh. When he got grounded, I got so mad. I was like, "Nah, get the flying back." When he jumped out that window, though, I was like 34th floor. Then they caught him in the helicopter. He's like, "I said 34th." And like, you know, there's no window, there's no labels on these windows, man.
Man, and really, Samuel Jackson, he really. I think this was really the one that he really shined.
Yeah, a lot of shine in this one.
With all the movies, let's talk about how he finute the coupe.
Yeah.
In DC. Like, oh my gosh, when he jumped to the passenger side and that gun popped out and he just started spraying Bamas.
Genius.
I was like, you know, this is why we needed him in these movies.
This is genius. Yeah.
That was a great scene. But they actually had to explain that scene to me where he had some device and he was able to cut through the roof of his car.
Yeah, and through the street?
Exactly. I was just like, seriously? That was one of the scenes I was looking at. I was like, come on.
There's a sewer beneath it. So, I mean, that's what's going to... Yeah, it's got to be. Like, you know, you cut through a street, you're going to fall into a sewer.
I didn't see any concrete. Like, you didn't see him dig through the concrete or anything like that.
It was like a perfect hole. Like, how the hell did
that... You don't know how deep the blade goes, too. It might, you know, like... Might cut a wide width.
He had all of 4 seconds before
the shield soldier came in. All right, so we can believe a guy can be a super soldier, but we can't believe we can just cut through some concrete real fast.
Not with a pocket of fucking... What's a jump?
Swiss Army knife? Lightsaber. It was a real lightsaber, yo.
Yeah. It was a real lightsaber. I thought he was going to tase him at first.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, yo, he cut through the street with a taser.
I thought it was like a teleporter, and I was like, well, why didn't you use that earlier?
But I really think, you know, this was a large stepping stone for them.
Yes.
Just to get this one off. You know, hopefully, you know, the movies to come is just as good and, you know, keeps getting better.
Okay. So Marvel actually has a bunch of movies coming out for it. But for me, like I said, I was not really looking forward to Captain America because I'm not a Captain America fan. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. So I am biased, but...
He hates apple pies, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate all America. I hate baseball, apple pie.
Dipset.
I wasn't even born in America. Maybe that's what it is.
True story. You don't like this propaganda music, yo? Come on.
That's probably what it is. But I'm
Hail Hydra.
I'm most looking forward to Spider-Man.
Really?
Actually, Spider-Man is my favorite Marvel character.
Oh, yeah, so
that's mine too.
Spider-Man's the god.
I mean, because I was born in America, I actually, you know, give a fuck.
I'm having trouble because I feel like Captain America 2 is going to be better than Spider-Man 2 because everyone's seen like Spider-Man 2 trailer. They're like, oh, this is it's looking kind of rough, like the Rhino.
How many villains is in Spider-Man 2?
Yo, like, yeah, that's a good question.
I feel like they're trying to do Sinister Six.
It's so many villains. I was like, you can't, this movie can't fail.
It's going to.
It can't.
It can't fail? Like, well, what they did with Spider-Man 3 when they had Venom and the new Green Goblin. Like,
yeah. They're trying. But that was Tobey Maguire.
And James Franco.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
But a good question, you know, with the ending of Captain America, mm-hmm. you kind of seen S.H.I.E.L.D. getting disbanded. Does that mean that, let me use my super hype voice, does that mean Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting canceled?
Nah, they're not going to cut that.
Yeah, they got to. It's so horrible. It's like, a horrible
the thing. That, you know how we know it's bad? Because none of us have seen the past episode 3, and we all still just like we just assume this show still fucking sucks.
And it's like, you know, we're probably not that far off either.
I'm not.
It's just like, you know, they really have to not try to salvage the show, you know, around the events and everything. They really just gotta trash it. Like, I hate Coulson now. Like, I really hate Coulson just because of the show. I never want to see him again. Wait. I wish he died.
You know,
is that real?
You know what they're doing to Netflix though? They ordered like a series for Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones.
Yeah, man. I think we got to talk about that when the time.
Yeah, that should probably be what Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is. Really, they should like there should be a switch. on that, because that's what we really need, not Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just basically agents doing damage control, man. Like, we ain't...
That's all it is.
They had Sif on there, right? They had Sif, and he said Nick Fury showed up for, like, 5 seconds, right?
Yeah, that's still the highlight of the show. It was, like, the highlight of the whole series.
Like, he had, like, a 15-second spot.
And it was like, oh, my gosh, Samuel L. Jackson.
What was that, like, episode 2 or 3? We were hype as hell, and then, like, afterwards, you're just like, you know, this show actually does suck. No, I'm not
going to. What did you say, Henderson? Like, yo, I'm sorry, but when... 15 seconds of Samuel L. Jackson at the highlight of the season, you have failed this city.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was pretty fucking...
But, man, let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. All right. It's been a great episode today. So let's go ahead and sign off. So it's your boy, the young flying Grayson himself, Taj Williams.
John Henderson, a.k.a. Scott Winders, a.k.a. Thirst King Cole.
Omar Holman.
Holla at me on Twitter at Scott Winterfield.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know I had the whole, like, advertisement. My fault. Omar Holman, a.k.a. Michelle Obama in the arms.
And this has been an RNS episode dose brought to you by BlackNerdProblems.com coming soon to you.